Radio Clash 214.
No, Bear's a state of mind.
Woof.
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 Dude, he's using your picture.
I'm kind of a DJ.
Yeah, I'm a DJ.
I can DJ right now. Hey, you want me to DJ?
Dubstep is the shit. So then I heard it and it was like wah 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 wah. And then it was like wee wee. And then it was like wah 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 wah.
You know the one with the harness? No, not that one. No, not that one.
Wolves.
Grr. Grr, girl. Hit that like a bag of bricks.
Who does your beer?
That was really awesome.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 214 and it's a New Order themed episode called Playing Hooky. And also some weddings in there as well. No funerals, thankfully.
Just like me, 100 unions in the snow. I watch them walking, I watch them falling. We live always underground. It's gonna be so quiet in here tonight. 1,000 islands in the sea, it's a shame.
Yeah.
hello and welcome to, yes, 2012. New show, new year. Oh no, it's the same old shit. that you just heard Destroyer with a cover of New Order's Leave Me Alone. And in the background you're hearing some music from the artist, but mostly it is themed around, the show is themed around New Order. Because we went to see New Order at the Troxy show in December. And anyway, I'm a massive fan of New Order. I hope you're all well. As I say, we made it to 2012. Yay. Well, 2011 was shit, so hopefully 2012 is a little bit better. And of course, I'm dyspeptic, as yes, star Victor Lewis Smith's sketch about that. About the dyspeptic announcer. I do love the music to the artist. It's a really good film. If you haven't seen the film, it's a black and white silent film, which is crazy in this day of CG and 3D and 3D. It's crazy to have a film that is black and white, silent apart from one phrase. It's all music. It's not even in widescreen format. It's in the original. They've done it in the original sort of 4:3, I don't think it's exactly 4:3 ratio, but it's similar to the ratio you get of a TV screen, because that's what old films are in before you had all this Technicolor shizzle. And it's a wonderful film. It's beautiful. Really, go see it. If you, I've said this on Twitter, but if you don't like films because they're black and white, or because they've got subtitles, or because they're silent, you do not like cinema. You know, it is, you don't like films if you have that. If you sort of deny, if you deny something because it's in the wrong format. I mean, people don't do that with, oh, that's in mono, I can't listen to that, with music. So I don't see why it should work with films. It's a spurious excuse. I had a reasonable Christmas. Very, very quiet. A sort of a fairly quiet New Year. So my dad stayed with John in Surbiton, had floods of fun with everything closing, as we do every year. It's a bit weird how to do it in your own country, which is you expect things, everything to close down and be a bit weird when you're abroad. When you're here, it's a bit like, there is no reason for this to be closing then. So anyway, no, it was quite good. And I say, strange talking about Christmas. This is like 2 weeks in. I meant to do this show shortly after Christmas, and various things, including John's birthday. We went to the Corrigan Mayfair, which is very poosh. Got in the way, so it's been a sort of a strange time. But you can hear sort of some like foxes mating in the background. Ah, that's so sweet. So yes, this show is all about. Well, the New Order gig we went to, which is with the Troxy, a brilliant gig, without Hooky, hence the name of the show, Playing Hooky. And he said he was going to fuck up New Order and fuck up the gig. And so the fact that it was a special late birthday present for Kirk. And I had all kinds of fun getting the tickets, because I sat there at 9 o'clock. I probably mentioned this. Sat there at 9 o'clock trying to get the fucking tickets, and found that they all sold by about 9:03, and I was really upset. So I managed to find some on eBay, obviously more than the cover price, which is a bit annoying, but we managed to get in, and it was a great gig, wonderful gig. Apparently, I do more gigs, so I'd recommend going and seeing them. It's a sad. It was a lot less shambolic than I have got. I heard a rip, a very naughty rip, of the Ancien Belgique gig, and it was very shambolic. This was actually much more tighter. Obviously, a home gig, they probably did more hairsing, and obviously they'd gone through the two gigs before. But it was sad not to see Hooky there, but it wasn't totally missed. It was still a brilliant gig, and great to see Gillian. And both me and Kirk shouted out, Gillian, we love you! Which is, it's funny, Kirk did it, and he was, like, proud of himself. I did it, and he was like, you idiot! And he was like, sorry. You did it as well. I had to. Gillian, the secret star on your order. I'll just drink my coffee. So that was good. And say the wedding in Nomia, I've sort of arranged a set and loads of things I didn't actually include. So this has kind of got lots of some of the tracks I played and some of the tracks. Oh my god, it sounds really romantic, the soundtrack, doesn't it? Oh, well, this is the romantic part of the artist. This is called, this is a track by Ludovic Bors, who did a great job with the soundtrack. But it's called In the Stairs. Well, it should be On the Stairs, really. Inside the Stairs. And that's when they meet on the stairs after not seeing each other for ages. After many years. And it's all very romantic. So, we're going to start with a mashup I played and made. I've been drowned by the bed there. I made a mashup specially for the wedding of Ian Fondue, and as Ian, I didn't probably mention Ian, and just Ian Naomi, Ian Fondue, as in the guy who appeared on several of the Radio Clash shows. And so I created a mashup, especially had to. It's loads of mashup people DJing of a mashup person, so I had to create a special. Mashup, and this is Wedding Hounds, and it's Billy Idol versus Futureheads.
When I was a child, running in the night, I was afraid of what might be, hiding in the dark and hiding on the streets for, and of what was following me.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. in this thing alone?
Or are we in it together?
We'll be right back.
Push it good. Push it real good. lecture me with poetry and tell me that I can. I don't remember what happened yesterday, but I don't give a damn about what all those people say. It takes years to find the nerve to be a part of what you've done, to find the truth inside yourself.
here's one for the present crop of little horrors. Spare the rod and spoil the child, that's what Grandpa used to say. And he'd tan our hides off if we even looked his way. Other means are now employed, thanks to Schopenhauer and Freud. Even though you hate them, you must not frustrate them. Don't upset the little kiddywinks, the little kiddywinks of today. You must never ever beat them. The right way to treat them is let them go their own sweet way. And don't upset the little layabouts, just let them play about scot-free. Just put on their galoshes and hand them their cushions and keep them well away from me. You must let each little monster do exactly as he wants to, though you know he's going to take you for a chump. You may treat each little treasure to some psychiatric measure, but you mustn't ever kick him up the rump. And never strike the little popinjays, although to coin a phrase, they stinks. Don't scare the little baskets, it's not much to ask, it's the way that every modern teacher thinks. Don't upset the little kiddywinks. Don't upset the little kiddywinks, the pretty kiddywinks, the little dears. Though it seems the devil's got 'em, one smack on the bottom might prejudice their whole careers. Don't forget each bedtime story must be adequately gory, for they claim we're all descended from the ape. If you really want to please 'em, no more witches on a besom. Give them arson, give them murder, give them rape. So if you find the curly-headed pets are buying cigarettes and drinks, don't push 'em down the plug-hole, no clouts on the lug-hole. You must remain impassive as the Sphinx. And don't upset the little kiddywinks.
If I plug myself in. That was Paddy Roberts with Don't Upset the Little Kiddywinks, some 1950s, 1960s. Musical repartee, musical cabaret. Street for Grown Ups is the album, and Paddy Roberts, how can I describe him? He's basically like the very English, and I suspect probably gay, I'm not sure, Tom Lehrer. But probably not as rude as Tom Lehrer, although he gets close. But I do like his some of his stuff. It's a very, I don't know, coming from a kind of a British Noel Coward type and Cole Porter tradition. I don't usually go for that kind of music, but some of the songs he did were actually quite funny, and also very pertinent, obviously, as that song is, as there would be the sort of new things coming in, the Freud and all that lot, and how you should treat children and not thump them and all that sort of stuff. Then before that, oh, and I've got to say, hello to Mixcloud. I'm uploading these podcasts to Mixcloud now. I did that once or twice before. I used to use it for mixes. And I was like, oh, well, why don't I upload my podcast out? You know, it's one of these things that I never used to do because it took ages to tag all the stuff. And now they just import track to playlist straight in, which is great. So it makes it a lot simpler. I don't have to try and
type it all out, or you know, or copy it in and make sure it's all come in properly. So, so yes, hello to Mixcloud. You can find out, you can find the podcasts. I've uploaded, was it 198, which is the Witch House show. Probably start of 2011, so probably last year of shows, up to obviously the Christmas show, and this one will be on there as well. And what will happen is I will upload the shows going forward, but I might upload the old shows as well. I don't know, it depends how I feel, because there's a lot of shows to go through, you know, 200 shows, and not all of them have happy, well, not all of them have playlists that either are correct or have artwork. Well, I think they all have artwork. I created artwork for every single one, but the old ones didn't have artwork. But it's yes, I might do, but it was going to take a very long time. So anyway, yeah, you can find it at mixcloud.com/fingertrouble. So that's FINGERTROUBLE. I don't know if you can search on, if you would come off, if you search on for Radio Clash on Mixcloud. But anyway, and yes, you'll be able to work out what all the tracks are and exactly where they are, because I have actually time coded them all so far. Whether I'll time code every single one, I don't know. It'll take hours. I assume it can't work it out automatically. And before Paddy Roberts was KXP, Murder. That's from the Mojo Power Corruption and Lies. I didn't explain that at the start, did I? You know, I started with the Destroyer cover of Leave Me Alone. If I've got a nasty feeling, I did mention it. I hope I did. That Destroyer covered Leave Me Alone at the start, which actually is a song which I knew what a song I've ever covered, including the guitar parts, and you won't hear it because it's got me singing on it. It's very embarrassing. But during my sort of four-track guitar phase, that's what I did, and apparently it was quite good. But I don't know. It's my singing is horrible. So so yes, that's from the same Mojo, because Mojo did basically the whole of Power Corruption and Lies, and also a few other New Order tracks as part of their. They have a special out about the New Order Reformation, the gig and all that, and the truck scene and all that sort of stuff. And that's Murder, which is not from Power Corruption and Lies, but it is, well, actually it was a Benelux A-side. It's not even a B-side. People think it's a B-side, but actually it was a Benelux A-side, which is one of the strangest New Order A-sides probably ever. And I love that song, and yeah. God, 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 I hate you, as the lyrics go. But yes, appropriately strange, but I like that cover of it. And the whole of the sort of the covers, that covers album is really good, so I could have put loads more in it. And then before that was Mark Archer, otherwise known as Alternate, or one half of Alternate, I think, was with his Don't Make Me Destroy You from the Rave Wars 2 7-inch, and that's from Balkan Vinyl. I love Balkan Vinyl, I've blogged about them, and sadly, well, I got the 7-inch while it was still available, because it was only 500, because they put a figure on each front of each of the 7-inch. But thankfully, they give you a download, because being a sad person I am, I probably wouldn't want to play that one anyway. So I prefer having a digital version, so I don't have to play the vinyl. And anyway, my vinyl deck is shit anyway. But I was like, oh yeah, that's really cool. I love the track, so I was like, yeah, I'll have that. But they sold out really quickly, so by the time I blocked it on the blog, literally less than a day later, all of them had gone. So you have to move fast. And yes, Balkan Vinyl doing some interesting stuff. They did, of course, the Acid Relief album I played tracks from and mentioned. And also, they did I think it must be probably 20 years since Alternate's Frequencies came out. So they did the 12-inch remix album, which you heard before that. But before that was talking about singing and New Order and covers. That's All the Way Free by Don Proof in his excellent cover of one of the tracks off the criminally underrated Brotherhood album. If you haven't checked out Brotherhood by New Order, it's one of those albums that people tend to go, oh, Low Life, oh, Substance, oh, Power Corruption and Lies. They tend to skip over Brotherhood, which is strange because it's a really good album. And so he's done a very good cover of
of All the Way Free from there, or All the Way, I think it's called, but I don't know why he's added the free to the end. Maybe it's more of a mashup, I think, but I don't know. Then before that was Roll With It, Salt and Pepper versus Yeah Yeahs versus A-Track. Roll It, sorry. And that's from Lobster Dust, and that's from the Best of Booty 2011. And I have to say, the mashups I played in this show are the ones that I really dug from that album. There's not many mashups I really like, but yeah, that's one of the ones that was like tune, and it's all about the taking the stab from the Yeah Yeahs track and making, you know, and actually pitching it up and down to fit the push it. That's very good. I like that a lot. Before that was Frequency, as I mentioned before, the Chevron remix by Mark Archer. You might hear in another show another mix of that, which I'm saving for a show I'm working on. But it's a very, very good album, and that's recommended as well from Balkan Vinyl. Then, Do You Wanna Fuck, Do You? As I mentioned, I had this brief conversation with Steve Supercollider on the wedding when he saw the title and went, oh no, we can't have any obscenity because there was children there. In kind of a way that the reason why I'm dropping the Don't Set the Little Kiddie Winks is kind of a comment to the fact that when I was DJing the wedding, there were certain things I couldn't play because the Kiddie Winks were there. They're actually quite well behaved, actually. But yeah, it doesn't actually have any obscenity in the Gay Marvin re-edit of Sylvester. And that's from Secret Mix Fixes Vol 9, the third gender. And I would really recommend that whole 12-inch. You can get it off Beatport or various other things. I think it's on Beatport or various download services. And I really recommend it. Very good. As I've been saying recently, all about the re-edits. In fact, I'm sad I haven't played more re-edits on the show. In fact, there was a whole stack of them I wanted to put into this show. But obviously, didn't have the time. Then before that was Ina Kleiner, Big Booty Bonkers. Again, I think one of the people that's really owned or pawned, to use the hacker expression, that's very archaic now, is that DJs from Mars produce some really, really nice sort of stuff in sort of electro fashion. I haven't always liked their older stuff from a couple of years ago. It was a bit kind of Illuminoids, which again I never totally got, but I like that they seem to have, in that annoying phrase, stepped up their game in the last year or two, so they've sort of done some interesting stuff, and I like that a lot. It's just funny for a start. I mean, taking Mozart and mixing it with Bonkers, which, I mean, Bonkers is a kind of track where you can mix all kinds of weird stuff anyway, and Bombs Away. I don't know the Bombs Away track. I assume that's the electro stuff in the background. But yeah, I like the approach to that. I think it should be more classical, but it's dangerously, you're skirting into Jive Bunny territory, and they manage not to do that, which is, again, a hard thing to do. You don't want to be sort of like, you know, classical. What was that pop song classical type, you know, like add a drum beat to? And I've got some of those albums that they're just... I got them because they're so bizarre. But yes, you don't really, so you have to be careful. But I think, yeah, I'm sure more people don't use classical music in mashups and do all kinds of more. And there's been a Handel mashup, a couple of Handel mashups, and I've played those on the show before. I can see why no one uses Wagner apart from Ride of the Valkyries. Where do you start? Oh god, yeah. I'm sure I get loads of people sending me Wagner mashups, please don't. Before that was Together Together Bootleg. I cannot remember who actually did that, and of course it's not tagged. I know it is. It's Grum. I remembered Together Together by Grum, and obviously taking the I can't remember. Is it DJ Falcon together track and mixing it with. Is it Earth, Wind & Fire? I can't remember who it is. I think it's Earth, Wind & Fire. And various people. And yeah, that really, really works. And again, that was one I was planning to play. I didn't play. I played the Gay Marvin, but I didn't play that because it's partly a sort of an Ian, because Ian is really into his Daft Punk, and obviously DJ Falcon is, I can't remember who the other name is, and Thomas Bangalter. Hence why, you know, when Daft Punk did their big shows, the encore was with using Together. And that, I suspect, I think is actually, yeah, I think the timing is about right, is based around the that encore, because that encore was Together, Music Sounds Better With You, and a few other things, Television maybe. There's sort of a few other Daft Punk tracks, and amazing encore. Of course, when they released the live version rather than doing a proper bootleg of it, there's been a few recreations, and that's the one which I thought was the least, well, the best produced and the least annoying, because some of them are like, you haven't really got it. Then before that was You Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, the Gigamesh remix by Michael Jackson. I love that Gigamesh remix. It just, again, another sort of remix, re-edity type thing, and that went down a storm at the wedding. And then before that was 586 by SCUM, Scum, from the Power Corruption Lies covered. I don't know if that would have gone down too well. Might have, if I'd played that at a wedding, but didn't have it then, so, mute point. And then before that was the Simon Sound with Tour de Mars. That I discovered via Strictly Kev, otherwise known as DJ Food, one part of DJ Food. Strictly Kev does these mixes every once in a while, every year or two, which are just called the Kraftwerk Cover Collection, obviously all K's. And I've posted those on the blog, but that I discovered that track through one of those, and apparently he's working on a new one, number 7, yeah, and he's going to post the old ones in this year, because I've been trying to track down, I've got like 5, 6 and 5, but I couldn't track down 1 to 4, and they're really good, the 6 and 5, all kind of just covers of Kraftwerk, and you'd be amazed how many people cover Kraftwerk. I think partly to fill the fact that Kraftwerk just doesn't do anything anymore. Very little. So, you know, there's big gaps, like 20-year gaps between something from Kraftwerk. Yeah, people want to fill that. And you know, Kraftwerk are as popular as ever, but no one, you know, sadly, the future overtook them. I was thinking about that recently. I think there's a quote, as I said that on Twitter, and then I actually listened to another one of the mixes and found a quote from Paul Morley basically saying the same, that actually they define the future so well that actually it made them redundant. It's very true that they kind of defined what the future would sound like, and then everyone quickly caught up with that, so the future actually overtook them because computers came along, thus making all the sort of analog and sort of synthesizer stuff they were working on not totally obsolete, but certainly making a lot of their stuff doing it easier. Sampling came along, and obviously they were sampled to death. They didn't know what a sampler was when they were sampled, and that's crazy if you think about it. Kraftwerk was so ahead of their game at the time, and they didn't know what a sampler was at the time, or didn't have a home when they sung about, you know, it's more fun to compute on the Computer World album. They'd never seen a computer. They actually went to IBM to see one. So it's kind of strange, or writing about a future which actually they strangely weren't involved with, and then the future kind of, you know, certainly musical future took over them when MIDI and digital came along, and they spent a lot of time catching up, and by the time they did, spending like 3 or 4 years building a digital studio, and actually then more saying, oh, we're more interested in going cycling, it's sort of not really relevant anymore. It's all very, very sad, and I. So, and then of course, I played the Wedding Hounds mashup I did for Inanomi, which again went down well. And even partly because Ian loves his sort of, not so much drum and bass, but sort of his hip hop, it's got the Amen break in there as well. So, it's sort of, and the reason for the Future Heads is Crimes Against Pop, one of those sort of moments I remember from Crimes Against Pop was everyone dancing and singing and doing all the movements to relate on to Hounds of Love. It was a Cap sort of favourite. So I remember Naomi being there. So it's kind of, and they met through Crimes Against Pop. So it's kind of all, it all links in. You see, it all does link. There's a method behind this madness. And the background you're hearing, Jubilee Stomp. This is Duke Ellington, again from the album, from the film, The Artist. I meant to play. Oh, I meant to play you something, but I didn't track it down. There's a song on there called Pepe and George. Pepe is the woman, the star is George Valentin. Valentin is actually French, just like the guy that plays him. And the guy that plays him is wonderful. I remember his last name. I remember his first name. Is it Robert Dujardin? He's brilliant. He can do the mime and he can do you know the exaggerated actions, but not it's not really mime. It's sort of it's basically how they used to act, and he can do that really well. And he's got a really expressive face and can do all the comic, but also the sort of the emotional thing without needing to have you hear his voice, which a lot of actors can. I suspect a lot of actors can do nowadays. So it's very special. But obviously it's a silent film, they talk, but you can't hear them, and modern cinema is all about what you say and understating, whereas obviously old school, you know, silent cinema is all about kind of like slapstick and more physical, and you can do that. It's really good. But yeah, there's a track called Pepe and George, and I was listening to Jarvis Cocker, and he played a track by Benny Goodman, and actually then I realised what, you know, I didn't know part of the reason why I was playing it. They didn't say why, because he said it was some kind of, you know, it was date related to the fact it was, you know, it was released in January or something, but it was the first ever drum solo, and I don't know if I've got a copy of it. No, I don't. Oh, damn. But yes, Benny Goodman, and the track by Benny Goodman is basically Pepe and George. So it's a bit naughty that they're sort of basically rewritten, and it's the one with a really long drum solo. It's Tom solo, and it's Gene Krupa. It's amazing. It's amazing stuff. And I have to play it in a future show because it's well worth playing, and it's one of the themes of the artist. Even and it's funny because I didn't realize that they'd sort of redone it. I thought it was they were playing an old school track, or they were, you know, they were covering it. But actually they didn't. But it is basically this Benny Goodman track. I can't remember the name of it. I should remember the name of it. Sing Sing Sing, that's it. It's called Sing 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 by Benny Goodman. And apparently everyone knows it's the instrumental, but it's got words and everything. But this instrumental is so famous. But it's got this amazing Gene Krupa. Dun, 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 dun. If I played it to you, know it. It's that sort of. It's become a kind of a byword for sort of big band, certain type of big bands, sort of jazz, late 30s, sort of that sort of. But you use a lot of cartoons and sort of like, you know, various things are sort of the byword of that sort of thing, which is strange because actually the way that it has a long drum solo is actually quite unusual. So, reaching towards the end of the show, well, not totally end of the show, but I'm going to play a track to you that I wanted to play. Well, I don't know, if, I think I wanted to play, but of course I couldn't play because it's not really appropriate for the little kiddie winks, or weddings generally. I mean, this is the problem with DJing at a wedding. I think I might have mentioned this before, is that you don't really. There's lots of you can't play. Certainly can't play D-I-V-R-O-R-C-E, can you? And a lot of songs are all about heartbreak. It's very difficult to play sort of up-tempo stuff. So, you know, so stuff like, All the Way, Free, or Don't Make Me Destroy You, or Murder. Yeah, that wasn't what I was planning. They sort of tacked onto the end. And I was going to do this big section about songs that I couldn't play, but I don't really have time for that. But there's just this one song to sort of stand in for that. And this is Stand By Your Man by Wendy Williams and Lemmy.
Yeah. making it worse. My mask is my master, the trumpeter weeps, but his voice is so weak as he speaks from his sleep. Stare, waiting for something that's already there. Tomorrow I'll find it. The trumpeter screams and remembers he's hungry and drowns in his dreams. Glasses and wine, the customers dancing are just making time. While David is cursing, the customers scream. Now everyone's shouting, get out of my dreams.
Why are we sleeping?
We'll be right back. smashing pots in the summer. Oh, oh, it's easy to waste your day.
She rules. I don't really know how this song got in amongst the other Motley collection. Actually, I wrote it especially for me. At 17, you're very green, but learning fast. At 21, your life is fun, a man at last. Strong as an oak, perpetually broke, but ready to come out fighting. Love running true to form, so warm, so exciting. Then 32 and 42 go swiftly by, and all the things you used to do you no longer try. And you say that love is overrated, and that kissing leaves you cold. But suddenly you realize you're growing old. Swiftly by, and all the things you used to do you no longer try. And you say that love is overrated, and that kissing leaves you cold. But suddenly you realize you're growing.
That was Paddy Roberts with Growing Old. And yes, so just a bit of a downbeat. Actually, partly when I did the shows, the Wicker Man shows, was it a couple of years ago now? There's a whole scene I missed, which was the Canterbury scene, which I knew about the likes of Robert Wyatt. So, you know, I've played him on the show before, but certainly Soft Machine. I think I might have played the odd Soft Machine track, but I don't think I have, actually. There's a whole sort of hole there, and certainly some of those Canterbury bands from the late 60s, early 70s certainly fall into the acid folk sort of category that I was doing on those Wicker Man shows. And so most of that section was a little bit of a makeup session for the fact that I missed a lot of that, and a lot of stuff that was actually inspired by that, hence the Gorky's. So we had Gorky's Psychotic Monkey, kind of going through a sort of strange, suddenly I don't can't remember what why someone posted something, or I suddenly went off on a Welsh tip. I can't remember why there was something someone posted, and I suddenly found myself listening to loads of really old angst stuff from the early 90s, and that's Gorky's Psychotic Monkey by Barra Fundall with Sometimes the Father is a Son, which is a beautiful song. Then before that was my mashup. I did TBC mashup. That's Rhiannon's Breath, otherwise known as Her Breath is the Wind, which is Sia's Breathe Me versus Fleetwood Mac Rhiannon. Another Welsh link there. Then before that was Gorky's Psychotic Monkey again, from introducing, well, I think it's for one of their albums, the first or second album, but certainly it's an angst song rather than Barra Fundall, which is, I think, the first major label debut, with Meros Araf Tan Haf, which is Can't Wait Till Summer. I can't wait till summer, I have to say. It's one of the coldest days today, and it's, you know, I do miss the summer. Summer, come back! So, similar vibe to that sort of the Wicker Man shows, sort of remembrance of a summer. Then, before that was Soft Machine, and Why Are We Sleeping, which is a track I did know, and I've flagged up as something I wanted to play on the show, and I don't think I've played it before. Apologies if I have, but they were, Gorky's were massive fans of Robert Wyatt, and Robert Wyatt was a drummer in Soft Machine, and then left to do Matching Mole, which is Soft Machine, which based around the Soft Machine in French, and then he had the accident, and then did a sort of solo career. And obviously Kevin Ayers has done various things, and so has David Allen, who's early on part of Soft Machine. I need to check out their stuff, but certainly there is that sort of strange jazz folk, acid folk thing going on there as well. I knew Why Are We Sleeping, but I've downloaded the albums. I need to check them out. But Gorky's are a massive fan. They did a song called Kevin Ayers. They covered Oh Caroline, which is Matching Mole, which is another song I love, and another Festive 50 Peel thing that comes round, that came round. And so it kind of, when I saw that they were sort of covering Robert Wyatt and Soft Machine, it's something sort of indicated, saying, oh, let's check these people out. But I knew Gorky's from Patio Song. I hadn't really checked out a lot of their stuff, but of course I love Super Animals and Catatonia and all sort of later stuff, and Manix. The Manix weren't really part of that angst thing, but yes. So I almost played a track by Fafar Kofi Porb, which is probably badly pronounced, which is the band that was the precursor to Super Animals, which had Gruff and the drummer from Super Animals in it, and it is very It is very kind of very of the time. Someone trying to do a Welsh, you know, basically a Welsh Boo Radleys. It's a bit shambolic, and I almost played the track. I was like, it's good, but I'm just playing it because it's historic reasons rather than it's really good music. But yes, it's from an album called Ambith, and but you can hear the, you know, what came later. But it's not as strong as the Super Animal stuff. And then before that was incongruously was Stand By Your Man by Wendy O. Williams and Lemmy. I think Wendy O. Williams is from the Plasmatics, isn't she? But yes, I don't know why I decided to end it. It was kind of a case of I've been getting very much into the Welsh bands, very much into that sort of thing. And I check out Soft Machine. But I love Robert Wyatt's solo stuff. It's strange. I know Robert Wyatt's solo stuff and some of the Matching Mole stuff. I don't actually know Soft Machine, so I was like, I must check them out. And I was listening to the Gorky's cover of Why Are We Sleeping? I went, oh, I remember this song. Then checked out and actually found it was actually in my iTunes. I was like, and I'd rated it high. I rated it top rating. I was like, that's interesting. So obviously, I had heard it and just not podcasted it. So anyway. So, this is the end of Radio Clash. I hope you enjoyed this slightly shambolic show at the end. You can find out more by going to radioclashblog.com, and you can email me at tim@radioclashblog.com. And in the background, you're hearing Estancia Op. 8 by Alberto Ginastero, which I really like, and again from the artist. And I might play a few other tracks. I want to play Pennies from Heaven at some point, but yes, so this is an extended advert for New Order and the artist. Connect those two. But talking about New Order, I'm going to end on another New Order track. This is from the Power, Corruption and Lies covered album from Radio, and this is Another's Blood, Lonesome Tonight. And again, that's not a Power, Corruption and Lies track. They have sort of extra bonuses on there, and this is a little bit later than Power, Corruption and Lies. It's 86, 85, something like that. But a beautiful cover of a very good song. So I will see you all soon.
you tell I didn't care. When you reached out in your sleep and you knew I wasn't there. My eyes are made of stone, just like your sordid home. How many times before did you leave my soul alone?
Hello and welcome to 214. This is Playing Hooky. Hello, this is Radio Clash. This is Radio Pop, 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 Pop. Bollocks.
Where's me
pop shield gone? Heaven, this is going to be in the outtakes. Yes, let me have another take, love it. Let's try that again with a pop shield.
What show is it?
What show is it? I don't know. I don't know what show it is. I got no idea. Radio 214, but I'm not sure. Radio 214. Okay, let's try that again. Oh, without the effects, maybe.